For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Fly Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston. Welcome to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This show is brought to you by the Norm Productions Blue Jay Broadcasting Network and their sponsors. Thanks for joining us, and here's your West Platte football coach, Chuck Seiler. The version of the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. Hello, this is Jay Nauer alongside Coach Chuck Seiler. And Coach, I was very impressed with what I saw last week, 47-21 victory over Lincoln Prep. What I was impressed with was the offense and their balance. Defense, certainly, the score doesn't indicate, I don't think, how well the defense played. But, Coach, you got to feel pretty good about what you saw for your first contest of the year.
I was well pleased, offensively and defensively, both. Offensively, we were balanced. We had, I thought Luke did a nice job of running the offense. Dylan Guthrie did a nice job of running the football, and Ryan Wilson did a nice job of running the football. We were able to do what we wanted to there. We wanted to establish the run and then run some play action and do some things off of that. Defensively, you're right. The score really doesn't indicate kind of how it was. We had a couple breakdowns on special teams and a couple kick returns that should have happened. And so, really, they only scored 7 points on our defense. So, overall, I was well pleased for the first week.
Certainly, I think some highlight in your offense. Luke Wetzel. I was very impressed with him. We talked last week about him filling in some pretty big shoes that Brett had last year, and the passing that he provided was very accurate. There's a few long pass plays that 35, 40 yards that I can recall that he, you know, just put the ball on the dime, as well as some pretty good touch on the shorter passes, resulting in some West Platte scores. You turn around on the running side, Dylan Guthrie, 140 yards is what we had, and man, you're very impressed with the game that he put on, breaking tackles all over the place. And you talked last week how he was making the conversion from receiver to running back. Wow, that looks like a choice that I think is very well received so far.
Well, let's start with Luke first. Luke, what we have to remember is that Luke comes in being Brett's backup for the last 2 years, and he's had some instances when he's come in and played very well for us. Anytime last year when he was in, he did exactly what we asked of him, and just did a good job last year. So I knew that he could do it. Now, I knew that also it's a little bit overwhelming when you're stepping into those shoes and you got to step in there. But he did a nice job. Was 8 of 9 passing for 190-some yards, I believe. And did some play action when we need him to. Threw the ball down the field. Great pass to Adam Rowe. On a fade route down the sideline, and one of the things that really he stepped in and did well was we were in 2-minute offense right there before the half, and which we practice every Thursday going up down the field in 2-minute O, and he did exactly what he completed to Hunter Ferris on what we call comeback routes, and got us moved down, and then we ran another route we call dragon, which is trips on the one side and threw it up to Seth, and then there's another thing. Seth made a heck of a catch on that. Came down, him and the quarterback were tied up and battling for the football. And Seth spent a lot of time in the weight room. Last year would have had that ball taken away from him, and this year he fought for it. They ended up with a tie, and then the tie goes to the offense, and then that gave us the ball right down on the goal line, and we went in and scored. So, you know, Luke did a great job of managing the football game and scored on a run himself, and so we're very proud of him. Dylan, what do you say about Dylan? Dylan was a man possessed, and playing with a tremendous amount of heart, tremendous amount of emotion, and just the last play he scored on was a counter. If you see that on film, there's three guys had him wrapped up at one time, and he breaks free from those guys and keeps on going. And Fred would be proud, and I was certainly proud of him too. So quite a game.
Certainly, in a very emotional night as well, no question about it, Coach. And Dylan Guthrie, our player of the game, but as you mentioned, some very good play from, like you, the fellows that you mentioned. Over on defense, I was impressed, too, with some of the individuals you mentioned on offense. I know Seth Ruan came out with a very impressive interception. I saw Colby Clements make some very impressive tackles, too. So I know the score doesn't reflect a good defensive play because, like you say, there's a couple situations there on special teams with seem to be a fairly fast athlete that Lincoln Prep had. But defensively, I know you've got to be fairly satisfied as well.
Yeah, we were satisfied. Always want more. You know, when you're thinking about defense, you want the goose egg and don't want them to run up any yards on you and that kind of stuff. But no, they did a nice job. Some things they got to get better on. Some things we got to get better on offense too. But Colby did a nice job, and Dylan did a nice job. Linebacker Seth was good. Matt Hiley, you know, we don't hear much about Matt Hiley. Matt Hiley, just a guy that comes to work and gets the job done every week, and he did a nice job on corner and the defensive line. We rotated several of those guys in and out, and they did a nice job. So yeah, we were pleased, and so we're gonna have to really have our stuff on this week when we play Lawson. But for the first week, well pleased.
As far as having your stuff on, certainly this is the week of Cardinal Week, Lawson Cardinal Week. We'll be right back to talk to Coach about that setup right after this.
With Norman Landcraft, a properly planned landscape provides your property with an attractive, functional setting. Whether you are renovating an older property or starting with a new home or business, professional advice from Norman Landcraft is an investment that grows. Get custom design landscaping from their professional staff that gives your property that finished look. Call 816-858-2939. And from the staff at Norman Landcraft, go Blue Jays.
We at Norm Productions would like to take this opportunity to thank all those people all over the world who are serving our country to protect our freedoms. It should never be taken for granted, and certainly we want to take this moment to say thank you to all those people who make it happen. We appreciate what you do to take care of and protect our freedoms all over the world. Please enjoy the broadcast as we look forward to serving you for a change, as you have sacrificed to serve us with more than your time for all of us. Thanks again to our servicemen and women all over the world, and may God bless you.
She's back. Our old friend Fat Cal with some great promotions. Have you ever thought about building a website and wanted unlimited storage as well? That is what Fat Cal can do for you with this amazing low price. For only $66 per year, you get unlimited disk space, a domain name for free, e-store support, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. And the company is 100% operated by Windpower, the green company that has been in the hosting business for over 10 years. That's right, Fat Cal. Click our link for the best in website hosting and customer service, who's led the way for the last 10 years. Fat Cal. The leader in hosting websites for the last 10 years.
You're listening to the broadcast flag station for West Platte High School Sports. WestPlatteSports.com of the Norm Production Network.
For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston.
Well, welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. We've just reviewed the first victory for the West Platte Blue Jays this year against Lincoln Prep. And if you wonder if the Blue Jays were tested last week, this week, there's no question. Lawson Cardinals have always been a mighty, mighty foe. One of the targets I know on your schedule, Coach, is they're a team in the KCI, a prominent team. They've been actually kind of a dominant team in the KCI, and certainly they're coming off a game where they, I don't know if you can say embarrassed, they certainly went up against a buzzsaw or a spoof hound at Maryville, Missouri, losing 48-0. Now, if you're looking at this, West Platte winning big like they did, 47-21, and Lawson losing 48-0, you'd say this ought to be an easy game for the Blue Jays. In no way. This is a game where the Blue Jays certainly have to have their hat strapped on, as you mentioned in our previous section, Coach. And certainly Lawson is one of these targets that we have on our schedule, can really take the Blue Jays. If you take this game and win it, which I think you got a really good shot at, if you execute well, this could be really something for your KCI race, Coach.
No, it could be really, really big for the KCI race. If anybody has had a chance to see film of that Maryville-Lawson game, you'll know why. Maryville is one of the best football teams I have seen for a long, long time. They are big and physical, and good golly, they're very, very good. So, and I'm sure that the coaches at Lawson were a little embarrassed, as I'm sure were the kids. And I'm sure they came back and went to work this week, and they're going to be ready to go. But, don't anybody get any false hope that this will be an easy football game, because it won't, because they'll be ready to play.
As far as Lawson, they bring in that attack, Coach, and I'll have you explain that here in a little bit. It's really an offense where it's really kind of hard to find the football. They've got a lot of movement going on, and it's just a situation where it's very hard to read. They've had this through their system for many, many years. The kids are actually grown up with this system, and it's just a very hard, I think, offense to defense. So if you could describe how they operate, certainly, Coach, here as far as Lawson's offense.
It is a form of the wing T. It's a double wing offense. They'll take one wing and move him back to the backfield, though, a lot of times. It's really, when you get to looking at it, it's not as difficult to figure out as it seems. They'll put people in motion, and most of the time, if they put a guy in motion, he's going to get the ball. They'll run a sweep with him most of the time, not always. And then they'll have a counter play off of that they'll do. They really only have about 4 or 5 plays that they run, and 3 or 4 different formations is all they use. And you're exactly right. They've run this thing ever since they were little kids, and they know what to do. The key for a fan, if they want to watch, is to watch their guards. Their guards will take you to the football. They'll pull a guard and a tackle, or both guards sometimes, and they'll have a misdirection play, and you think it's going one way, but if you'll follow those guards, it'll take you right to the football. And that's one of the keys that we use to look at. They want you to over-pursue at the line. Last year, for example, we had a couple of linemen that got too deep in the backfield, and that's exactly what they want you to do, and then they're going to come back and they'll trap off of that and run right underneath that lineman, and they do an extremely good job of blocking. They know exactly who to block and where to go. And, you know, it's a good offense. And the thing is they run it so well. And that's the whole thing about it. So if we read our keys and just don't over-penetrate from the lineman standpoint, hopefully we'll be okay.
The coach, how many times do they typically pass in a contest?
Oh, not very often. I mean, if they pass 10 times in a game, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes they will if they're behind. They'll throw up quite a bit. But what they want to do is they want to run the football. They want to get 3 or 4 yards at a pop. And, you know, if they get 3 to 4 and 3 downs, you got a first down, and that's what they want to do. They want to run a football and eat up clock.
Yep. Sounds like a good strategy. It's worked for them for quite some time. Now, turn around on the other side of the ball, Coach. It sounds like, you know, with the game last week, I keep pointing back to that. It sounds like Maryville was able to run against them fairly effectively because Mary, very similarly, does not throw that much. So does that give you some hope of encouragement with what we saw in the Blue Jay running game last week, Coach? Do you think there's a possibility you could run the ball on this team?
Well, we, you know, watching film, and Maryville runs a similar offense to what they run. Maryville is so physical and so big and strong, and they were just flat-backing people right and left when they were running the football. Now, we hang our hat on running the football, too, this year. So that's a good thing. I watching their linebackers maybe not quite as good as I have seen them have. Not bad, though, but they don't seem to feel quite as fast. Got some linemen that maybe aren't, you know, you don't know. When you watch them play against Maryville, you just don't know exactly what they have. But, yeah, I think hopefully we can run a football. We've got some things in the passing game that we think we can do. And, you know, last year we moved right on down the field on that first drive that we had and ended up stalling, choosing to go for 3 points. At that point, we thought it was 0-0. I thought, well, we'll just get 8 points on the board. And Alex is a kicker.
Right.
And we felt like that if we got points on the board, that would just be a plus. And as it was, he missed the kick and we come away empty-handed. And, you know, hindsight's always 20-20. Wish we'd gone for 7. I think if we'd got points on the board, it could have been a different ball game last year. But anyway, it wasn't. So that'll be a big key. Just is putting points up. Whatever we got to do, any way we can do that.
Of course, turning it to the third phase of the game, which I'm certain they may be keying on a little bit themselves, is special teams. And Coach, from what we could tell, Luke Wetzel, he's your extra point kicker this year. Okay. I know you had some different people in there. He seemed to be very effective, and certainly I know are there some adjustments you may be making on the special teams as well?
Well, we worked on the kick for conversion. Worked on that a lot this week. We saw some things that we needed to shore up, even though we didn't get anything blocked last week. We just needed to change a few things, so we've done that. We have our kickoff coverage team, which they ran 2 back on us last week. And, you know, those kids were really fast, too. But
yeah.
We worked on that all week and got some things changed there. So, yeah, we've hopefully shored up some specialty stuff.
Well, Coach, certainly we wish you well as you travel to Lawson. We'll be there broadcasting the game on WestPlatteSports.com. And, Coach, I think, I don't know, I've got this good feeling. I think you got a legitimate chance, and I'm thinking if you take care of business, I think you'll come out of Lawson with a victory. Good luck over there, Coach.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, and I hope that feeling just keeps right on coming into Friday. So it'll be a fun game no matter what.
Well, there's Coach Schuyler as far as his opinions about the game last week versus Lincoln Prep, and of course the game, big game coming up here against the Lawson Cardinals. Join us for our WestPlatteSports.com broadcast. We will try to bring the game to you video and audio. If not, we'll have an audio link for you there as well. We know the network there a little bit. Hopefully we can get a video signal out to where you can watch the game
live and later on WestPlatteSports.com. Well, that'll conclude this Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is Jay Nauer speaking for WestPlatteSports.com. Good luck to the Blue Jays and Coach Seiler. We'll see you around, and we'll see you at the games. Good night, everybody.